Good morning, beloved. Did I wake you? I had some dreams about you, and I rolled over and I wrote a poem. May I take a moment and to share it with you? Cool, it's called Morning Rituals. It goes a little something like this. I want you as part of my morning ritual. There's yoga, meditation, prayer, and you. I want to rise with you inside, smiling and laughing at it all. The ironies of life and the everyday miracles that create moments of heaven on earth. You see, I want to know your scent and linger in it. Want to sit at your feet and envision the colors of your life stories. Yeah, I want to cook for you too. Sharing meals, the most subtle intimacy taken for granted between two. Want to let you guide me through our future. Nudge me out of the past and dance into the moments of right now. I want to sleep with dreams of you. Have you beside me as we change lives, creating many miracles, exhibiting his light through our work together. Simply, I want to see the moon when you kiss me. I want to feel the stars when you touch me. Wake up with the sun with you inside me. After yoga, meditation, and prayer. Is that all right?
Welcome to Beyond the Word with Sweet Franchon. And this is Annette Evans' episode, and we're talking about the thrill of soul opera. Today you get the opportunity to experience soul opera. And Sweet Franchon is on her way. We are all here in our area here in the Northeast. We are in the midst of some real storms going on, so we do apologize for any technical difficulties, if we have any little static and various things. But the winds, we have tornado winds and hailing rains right now going on. Franchon will be here in a moment. We just opened up with Morning Rituals by Sweet Franchon. I am the producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. So as we wait for her to come in, since this is Beyond the Word, and we're talking about soul operas, about telling stories and mixed media, we're going to go ahead and put on some more spoken word. We just listened to Morning Rituals, so now we will listen to Field of Dreams, again by your host, Sweet Franchon. And she will be right in a moment.
Before you, I was playing the game of pieces. Pieces of men danced around the field of loneliness. Scattered pieces of defeat and brokenness. You blew in like a gentle breeze and scattered the remnants of those that turned out to be narcissistic and unbalanced. You brought with you sweet, sweet music, keeping rhythms of my heart's drumbeat, calming my emotions with a consistent baseline of straightforwardness and honesty, holding my hands to guide me out of the cluttered confusion of cheaters, liars, and emotional immaturity. Seeking me, seeing me, knowing me in a natural way. So relieved, I grabbed your hand, anxious to dive into the unknown, ready to do something different. I followed the drums, the familiar rhythm that agrees to my own heart's longing. Held on to the bass line and its anchoring of the harmonic framework yet to come. See, felt the melody of the keyboard that tickled my stomach with the excitement of things to become. And I decided immediately to dance with you into the unknown and risky business of love, letting my soul lead as it tunes itself to the music of possibilities and hopefulness, finally leaving behind broken pieces of men. Behold, stands a whole man that is leading the dance into a field of dreams.
Hello, hello, peace and love, everybody. This is Sweet Franchine. Thank you so much for your patience. I sincerely apologize. Unfortunately, this storm is knocking my power right now, in and out, in and out. So it is our prayer that I am able to stay on the line with you and share a little bit. I don't know if any of my guests are able to make it today, but it doesn't matter. I've been running into one challenge after another, but thank goodness for a great producer, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams is on the line. You heard her voice first today. She is absolutely amazing. She is the person that you want to get with if you are just trying to connect your pieces. So you're listening to Beyond the Spoken, Beyond the Word, here on Master Grid Radio, and I am just so honored and humbled to be your host for this evening. And check it out. My producer is so amazing. She's dedicated this entire show to talk about soul opera and soul, what it is and how it's come to be and what you can expect from it. I'm trying to get you guys some videos, some sound clips of some of the shows. I'm going to just call them my techie. Who's working on them for me, still shooting them over. We're hoping to convert them and get them out to you because I would rather, much rather than talk to you, I would much rather you hear and witness what soul opera is and the energy of it, most importantly. Let me say this about soul opera. I want you, if you are listening right now, to consider liking and joining our YouTube station, which is Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, Franchine. Sweet Franchine Entertainment is the channel. We have clips from so many years ago when we just started out, and absolutely fun and amazing. So I'm going to take a moment. And I apologize. I didn't even tell you what you were just listening to. You just listened to one of my singles that's coming from my upcoming EP, and I believe that was Field of Dreams. Yeah, I think that was Field of Dreams you just listened to. So we are excited about all things Peace, Love, and Poetry, Soul Opera, and I just want an opportunity to share that with you. Let me get it right. Sheila, Jacqueline, let me know if there's anybody on the line. If you would like to join me, have some questions, share your experience about when you visited us and saw the soul opera experience, what you thought of it, if you performed, if you just have more questions for me, just press 1, if you kindly would press 1, so that I can hear your voice and know what you want to do. Is that all right? So,
yes.
Again, I just wanted to share, Franchon, I'm having some trouble communicating since the part of the network is out. So, but I want to let you know there are 2 callers on the line right now.
All right. So there's 2 callers on the line. So we are experiencing technical difficulties, I'm sure, due to the storm. Like I said, my power is going in and out. So I was just able to boot my computer back up. So if you're on the line, press 1 and let me know who you are and welcome and what questions or concerns or what would you like to share. Just press 1 and talk to me if you're on the line. Hello? Hello? All right, we are having some difficulties. We may have to postpone the show. I don't know, because I'm having some trouble on my side as well. Jacqueline, I hear Mom in the background.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
Crystal.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Thanks. Well, you know, we good. We making it happen. We just in here like, what in the world is going on? A lightning just struck over here, and then everything went out. Right. So I don't know if I don't even want, you know, I feel like my grandmother, like, get off the phone, be quiet.
I agree.
That's how I'm feeling, to be honest with you. But Jack was on the line, but she said we're having some technical difficulties, so we won't be long on the show. Thanks for calling. I just wanted to take a moment and try to tell people what Peace Loving Poetry Soul Opera is, and if you would kindly share your experience.
You want me to share my experience?
Share your experience. You come to the majority of the show. Share your experience.
I love it. I mean, I love it. The music is great. The poetry is great.
What is it that you think is different about soul opera than other things that you go to?
And I like how each artist gets to express themselves. I mean, you know, and everyone has their own unique way of expressing their artistry. The atmosphere itself is just wonderful. It's a good time, you know. Sit back, chill, relax, and have good local entertainment.
Thank you. Am I telling the truth when I tell people that you can come by yourself or alone or anything like that, like it doesn't matter? Am I telling the truth, like you can come and not know nobody and still have a good time?
Yes, you can. And sit down at the table with a bunch of people you don't know and sit there and talk and communicate like you've been knowing each other for years.
You heard it first. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Crystal will tell you the truth because Crystal has known me almost my entire life. We met in middle school. Yeah, middle school. Well, how many years has that been?
Too many.
Too many. Long time. Yeah, over 30 years. Ain't that a blessing?
Yes,
y'all don't even know how blessed I am. I have friends that I have been friends with over 30 years. Count them, over 30 years, you know. Like I said, since middle school, and Crystal is one of them. And I would just share this personal experience. One thing about when people know you and know you outside of your art, that they're the hardest ones to get to come out to a show, to be honest with you. You're like, come on, yeah, this is what I do. But they know you for what they know you for. But when they come, they have been my biggest advocates, my greatest supporters. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So thank you, Crystal. I love you. You know that.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
She's one of my girl trip girls. So for those of you who don't know, you know, everybody's into the movie right now. Like, this is my homie. I can go have a beer with. Well, I don't drink beer anymore. I can go have some wine with. Our favorite thing is wine. Yes, Crystal?
Yes,
And she already knows that part of being my friend is just the story might end up on stage. That's what soul opera is. So, that's what soul opera is. So, Crystal, thanks for calling, and I appreciate you, baby. I love you. Like I said, I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep the show going today because of technical difficulties in the storm.
Thank you for giving me the time. Understood. I don't know what that is. Happened to be flipping through it.
I don't either, but thank you. Thank you so much. I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you. Jacqueline said we might have someone else on the line. Do we have a second party on the line? Talk to me. It's a Sweet Franchon.
Hey, Sweet Franchon, can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
It's Judith Carter. You just hit
Judith,
me up
you
on
actually got a... Yeah, I sure did.
I have finally come up for air. So the last time I saw you was down on Market Street. I can't remember the name of the venue, but I was totally blown away. Hadn't seen you since the Clifford Brown Walkway. I loved how you guys took it up to another level. So I'm always shouting you out. A white party with some really talented people, and I said, you guys got to get turned on to the Sweet Franchon. She's just totally rocking Delaware. So I'm, you know, like I said, I finally came up for air. I finally get to hang out a little bit more. So I'm going to be checking you out because I love what you do.
Thank you so much, Judith. It's so good to hear your voice. You're right. We haven't seen each other in so long. I wanted to just tell you, the girl, you looking awesome at 51 with no makeup, oil flaws. Just love it. Wanted to shout you out and say that. You showing about the young girl's house, you know, age with grace and beauty, girl.
We just got to accept what we have and embrace it and sometimes just put it on out there. So,
exactly.
You got to encourage yourself sometimes.
Exactly. Well, we want you to stay encouraged and stay beautiful. And I just want to say, this is what inspires me. People like Crystal was calling in, and Judith, that's what inspires me. Because although, and I want to say this to all the other spoken word artists that are listening, although you think that you don't have support because you may not always get it where you think or wanted to get it from, I always am so honored and feel so blessed when people like Judith Cole, who may not even see me perform in years, but tells people about me, tells people about what we're doing. That's a blessing when you're in this business. That is a blessing. And I just want to thank you for that blessing, Judith. You just don't even understand how much I appreciate that, because I have been blessed to be able to do this in Delaware at the Queen specifically for 6 years. And then prior to that, at French Quarters, which is last place you said, for a couple of years. And now we've moved to World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, right across the street, right around the corner from the 3rd Street Station. So we're very excited about that because World Cafe Live in Wilmington closed, so now we're exclusively in the Philly location. But Wilmington, keep showing love. It's only a 30-minute drive. It's easy access. The good news, you ain't got to maneuver all through the city. You get right off at 30th Street Station, you make a left at the second light, another left, and you're right there. If you don't even like that, you can get off the exit and park and walk one block, literally. So we're excited about the location that we're able to still continue it. And our next show is August 30th, so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Thank you, Judith, baby. Thank you so much.
I'm going to be promoting that. I'm in Philly every single day, and we all got cars, so that ain't nothing but a thing. So I'm definitely going to stay on top of the August the 30th.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you to the moon and back. I can't even begin to express to you that. Like, thank you, thank you. And thank you for calling in tonight. Because as you can tell, this storm got us all confused. So we hanging in there. We hanging in there. Thank you again. It's good hearing your voice.
Absolutely. I appreciate you to death, girl. Can't wait
thank
to see
you
again.
And I appreciate you. And make sure you hit me up. I got something for you then, just for your support. And you calling in tonight, I'm going to offer you one free ticket.
Oh, you're the bomb. You
all
are
right?
The bomb. I'm going to be there.
I got you, though. I have your ticket at the door, right?
Love you to the moon and back.
All right. Love you. Peace. So, everybody, you have it. Judith has just received, because she's shown such loyalty and support, she will be receiving a comp ticket that I'll leave at the door. We will have certain contests online. So Facebook, you know, if you want to find us on Facebook, this particular show, the event is PLP for Peace, Love, and Poetry. PLP, He Said, She Said, or PLP Soul Opera, He Said, She Said. You can find it either way. So let me tell you about the upcoming show. And let me tell you what Soul Opera is. Soul Opera is, we started out with this thing called Peace, Love, and Poetry because we wanted every event we had to be peace, love, and poetry. That's what the energy we wanted to promote. And when I was invited to have a meeting with Wild Cafe Live, I was asked to, you know, meet with them. And when I saw the venue, I said, oh, my gosh, I have to do this, something unique and special, specific for this venue. Because it was the first time that I had been invited to do a production in a full-blown music venue. That's what they were about. The sound is amazing. You know, they didn't hold out any expense, making sure they had the best equipment, the best stage team. They have a great team of employees, that production team, light and stage and sound are just amazing. And prior to that, we had done it everywhere. We had rented hotel spaces. Thanks, shout out to French Quarters. It was like a banquet hall. They let us use that. And that's where we really got rooted. And when I saw the space at World Cafe Live being the first of its kind in Delaware, I called the co-founder of Soul Opera, Mustafa. We call him Ross Mustafa. Everybody knows him as the Naughty Dread here in Wilmington. And I called him and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to do something very unique. And we had just watched a video with James Brown and I can't think of the opera singer doing It's a Man's World. So James Brown is singing in his soulful, high-energy way. And then the opera guy was singing in Italian. And I was like, yo, that's amazing. Like, that combination is crazy. And then knowing that I know no one that sings opera for the most part, we've had one opera or two opera singers in our shows that actually sing opera. And I said, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? But I want to create something really new that encompasses all the things that we love, music, poetry, and everything. And I want to make sure that we're able to do that. So with that being said, we started out like that. And I called staff and both of us had went to New York and saw this thing called rock opera, where it was a musical where they were singing rock songs and telling the story using rock music instead of opera. I was like, oh my gosh, that is what we need here. That is what we are looking for, you know? And there it is. And I called staff and I said, stop. I had this idea. And he was like, yo, I saw that rock opera. I said, we don't do rock music, though. What are we going to do? He said, we do soul music. And I was like, ah, there it is, soul opera. So that's the story of how soul opera came to be. And that's what it is. But I want to really, I apologize that I don't have any audio. For some reason, we have some audio and it's not really converting. Some video to convert to audio for you, and it's not converting for you the way we should, and we wanted it to, so I sincerely apologize. I hope that I'm not boring you. And if there's anybody else, you know, just jump in, press one, because I don't know where Jacqueline is. So, like she said, she's having some technical difficulties. If it gets too... it stopped storming here a little bit, so I'm not having any more challenges. But if Jacqueline still is, we may just wrap up the show quickly and early today. In fact, we've already been on for almost half an hour. So instead of doing a whole hour show, we might wrap up and do a half an hour show. I'll wait for her cue, but I'll keep sharing with you in the meantime. Like I said, you're listening, for those of you just coming in, You're listening to Sweet Franchon and Master Grit Radio. We are talking about beyond the word, taking something, taking spoken word and getting it beyond what we normally know it to be, beyond an open mic venue, beyond a slam poetry contest. What does that look like and how does it come to be? So this show was dedicated, which I don't blame her bright idea. This show is dedicated to talk to you about soul opera. And we just shared, a couple of people came online. Thank you, Crystal and Judith, again, for calling in to share their experiences about with soul opera when they've come to see the shows. Like I said, we ask that you check us out on Facebook or YouTube specifically, because I'll be uploading more and more video as time goes on, more content, to give you guys a glimpse of what we have, what soul opera is. It is a unique
I am here for you. I'm
hey,
here, Sunshine. I'm still having a little problem on to message our normal way, but there are no more callers online right now. But if you could take a moment and and let everybody know about what's going on August 30th.
That's what I'll do next. Okay. Thank you. This is it's so funny. I always need Jacqueline to kind of be the interviewer when we are talking about what I do, because I struggle with that. But when other people are on the line, I'm just fine. You know, so she's going to be popping in to help me out in that area because I really struggle with sharing that with you. But check it, everybody. I'm so excited. Soul Opera, telling stories of love and life using poetry and the art, music and the art. We believe is one of the most unique productions, live music productions out there. In fact, we know it is based on the feedback that we get from everybody. We've been doing this. Okay, let's just say, you don't hear of many spoken word-based events lasting a long time. We've been doing this now for 10 years, 3 years at the French Quarters in Wilmington, Delaware, and over 6 years, this October will be 7th, over 6 years at World Cafe Live at the Queen in Wilmington, which was one of the best live music venues in the state, in the country, I could even say. And now we're in Philadelphia. What is that? It's taking place on August the 30th, Wednesday night, August 30th. Doors open at 7. We start promptly at 8 p.m. I don't start late. I don't, period, point blank. Something will be happening at 8 o'clock. I'm so excited that we have the theme this next month, August 30th, is He Said, She Said. So let me tell you a little bit about that. He Said, She Said. This is one of our favorite themes. We've only done it 3 other times, and it's so much feedback because everybody loves it. Couples love to come. Single people love to come, older, younger, because we have music to hit almost every era. And it starts off where, and I don't know who's starting first, the men or the women yet, but everybody's waiting to find out who starts first because it's almost like this internal competition with our crew. But it starts off, He Said. So the brothers get up and they're playing dominoes and they're doing their thing and they're interacting with each other as men do. And then they're using music and poetry to tell what they're going through. So, for example, somebody just got divorced, so he's telling his story through poetry. Someone, is like, you know what, I think I want to be single for a long time. He's telling his story through a song. Then the young sir is all in love for the first time. He's so excited. He can't wait to share this, have this life with this young woman. And he's telling his story through a song. And in the meantime, we're also doing some monologue in there and talking about experience and how to get through things. So it's also a message in what we do. Then the sisters come up and they give their version. Of course, we have to have Wind Down Wednesdays when it's the ladies, right? And so the ladies get on stage, and we do pretty much the same thing. We tell this story, and we weave it, telling the story just with music and song. And then at the end, because we believe that all things end on a high note and a good note, at the end we come together all as a family, and we sharing in music and having a good time. So there will be some duets happening where male and female or poetry and singer perform together, or we perform as a group in its entirety. it's so much fun. We have DJ Miko is going to be in the building, one of the hottest DJs in the area right now. And he's part of the Peace, Love, and Poetry family. He'll be there. We have Jahidi Brownfish going to come in and hang with us. We have from New York City, we have what's Kevin Livingston, whom I love. He is actually also a co-sponsor of this show. He is the president and CEO of 100 Suits, I believe it's called 100 Suits or 100 Suits for Men. 100 Suits for Men. It's a great nonprofit organization in the New York area. Like he was just at Rikers Island this morning working, you know, to talk about men and his project, 100 Suits. So he's got a great black tie event coming up next month in September, I believe. And he just offers to come and share with us as a spoken word artist. And we're excited that he's going to travel all the way from New York to be with us. Of course, the band is Best Kept Soul. Of course, we got Ross Mustafa. We have Kim Pendergarner, who everyone loves in the Chester, Philly area, who is the Phyllis Hyman. Her voice is Phyllis Hyman personified. We have, let's see, who else is coming up? Of course, you know, my right-hand man, J.R. Kyle, who's doing lots of good spoken word open mic events in Philadelphia. He's bringing his taste to it. We have Jasahara. Oh, she is going to be amazing. People just saw her. She's a fashion designer and singer. People are going to see her. I just saw her at Warm Daddy. So I think I covered everybody. You know, of course, my regular crew, shout out to Tasha Shepherd, my vice president of operations. She also sings background. We also have Last Born Poet out of Baltimore is going to be there this next show. So we have Philly, Delaware, Baltimore, and New York all on stage for this next show. And, of course, I don't tell you everything because there's an element of surprise always. I will be performing. I switch hats from producer, director, writer to performer. So I'll be performing as well. I'm scheduled to do 3 pieces right now. So that's what Soul Opera is, August the 30th. I really want you to hear it. And I'm really upset that I can't get this to convert for us. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear how amazing this show is and the energy, the interaction we have from the audience. We have a good time. But since we can't see it, I'm going to ask you to do this. Please, please, please go to the YouTube station, Sweet Franchon, SuiteFranchon, Sweet Franchon. Is the YouTube station. Tell a friend, share a video, bring a friend, do what you got to do, but you want to be here because it is nothing, I do believe, is more amazing than Soul Opera right now, and I'm really looking forward to growing the brand and growing it more. Let me just double check with, see if there's anybody else on the line. Like I said, I invited a few people to come on the line, and I thank those who did come on. I was hoping that some of the performers could come on. But again, you know, it's storming here really pretty badly, and that could have deterred some folks because that last lightning strike had me wanting to cancel. I'm like, Jacqueline, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this and all of this. What's it called? Rain, thunder, and lightning. It's just not cool. But we're still here. But I appreciate you guys. I love you, and I really, really thank you for all your support. I had a commercial, could hear it, but it's not really quite working out that way. So we're going to try it again. Maybe if I can get it, I don't know if we have the option to edit the show and add it later, but I will surely try.
Yes.
To continue to work on that. We do great. So I'm because I think I can. I just found a way to pull it on this software. So we'll try that. But I'm excited, and Jacqueline has given us the opportunity to just share this with you. I don't know where everybody is, Jacqueline. So I ain't got much else to say except I want them to hear it. So I'll do an. We'll do that. We'll get you some audio clips. We'll add them into the show. I'ma just really suggest. I know you've never seen anything like it because everyone, 100% of the people who come to our shows are absolutely amazed that we are still only in this Delaware, Wilmington region location. If you're in the Delaware, Philly, New Jersey, Maryland, even New York area, it is worth the 90-minute drive. I promise you that. We have a tendency to spend a lot of money on all these big artists, $60, $70, $80, $100. You have an opportunity to support artists for only $25. You're going to get a quality show, an entertaining show. You're going to laugh. You're going to dance. It's going to be a unique combination of poetry, music. Like I said, sometimes we have dance. We have all types of performing art. We have people that are performing this show from all over the region. It is the most unique, the best kept secret in the area. And we're so excited to be in Philly. Philly, I'm making a personal plea. You know my name. I know you, and I've been supporting you guys forever. I'm asking that you tell a friend, bring a friend. It's going to be the best $25 that you've ever spent. I've never disappointed, and I don't intend to. We've never disappointed the people who support us. And this will be our first soul opera in Philly, and we expect you to come out because I know once you see it, you're going to be hooked because everyone else has. More importantly, I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to make sure that we get some video out for you just to get a glimpse on how what it looks like. And we're going to do our part to make sure that you, Delaware, Philly, Maryland, New Jersey, you know what soul opera is. And this is Sweet Franchise. And I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your understanding. We thank you. Jacqueline and I thank you for just hanging in there with us. We thank you for our callers. We thank you for supporting Peace, Love, and Poetry and the Soul Opera Movement. I'm going to say it one time, and this is it. You need to see this. Just like you need to see Girls Trip, you need to see Soul Opera. August 30th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. sharp. We do not start late. We ain't on that kind of time. 8 p.m. sharp, be there. I promise you, we will not disappoint you. In fact, I will make my personal guarantee, if you do not have a good time, I will personally refund your ticket immediately. So that's what it is, because that's how confident I am that you're going to have a good time. You get to meet the cast and the crew right after and take pictures with us, and it's a real personal and fun type of environment. Don't be afraid to come alone. We got you. We don't care what age you are. We have had people. We have our audience range, just so you know, our audience range from 24 to 75. Get there. Have a good time with us. Bring your mama, your auntie, your grandmother even. Bring your husband. Bring your sister girls. Bring your homies. Come out, soul opera, telling stories of life with poetry and music. The best $25 you will ever spend. You will not regret it. I personally guarantee it. This is Sweet Franchon, SuitFranchon. You listen to Beyond the Word here on Master Greer Radio. Check us out on Blog Talk. All episodes, you can check out all episodes on Blog Talk Radio. Just type in Master Greer and you got us. Our producer, the capable, the incomparable, Jacqueline Taylor Adams is on, and she is going to make sure that we have this edited so you can hear soul opera. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. We're sure we're going to cut it a little short, but we know it's going to be worth it. We'll add those sound clips for you and check out soul opera. I'm Sweet Franchon, your host for this evening, and I thank you for your time. I thank you for your energy, and I wish you all the peace, love, and poetry that you can stand. Peace and light.
Love is conversation.
How
how do we speak, demonstrate our love, when all has failed or seemed so lost? Where do we find our song again, when we've exhausted all of our trust? And at what cost do I find our love lost? Are you willing to walk the burning cross? How do we start the conversation? How do I find my friend?
Conversation.